Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In a new HBO limited series, Mayor of Easttown, personal and communal tragedies intertwine in a tight-knit Pennsylvania community. Poverty, suicide, addiction, and murder. It's a town where everyone knows everyone else. The upside is people know when to look the other way. For example, when Police Detective Sergeant Mayor Sheehan corners her friend's homeless, opioid-addicted brother, Mayor doesn't toss him in jail. Instead, she directs him to a shelter run by the local priest, who she's related to. You get the idea. The other side of this is Mayor can't go buy milk without running into an angry high school friend who blames Mayor for not doing enough to find her daughter who's gone missing a year earlier. And the friend might be right. Mayor is not above bad moves and is still coping with the loss of her own son and raising his kid, her grandson. And then a local teenage girl is discovered murdered. And it triggers a series of events too big for a small town to handle without people getting hurt. TV critic Jen Chaney of Vulture wrote, Mayor of Easttown invites us to view things the way Mayor does, with enough attention to catch the slightest change in a facial expression that may hint at a lie, and with enough cynicism to think it's possible that even people you've known forever could be capable of unspeakable behavior. The drama stars Emmy and Academy Award-winning actor Kate Winslet as Officer Mayor Sheehan, and the 7-episode limited series premieres on HBO April 18th. It was created and written by showrunner Brad Inglesby and directed by Craig Zobel, best known for his recent work on the 2020 film The Hunt. Joining me now to discuss the series is Craig Zobel. Hi, Craig.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So what was striking to you about this script the first time you read it?
You know, I guess what really first resonated for me was that it was a murder mystery, a detective show, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners, like, I'm a big fan of the HBO detective shows. But it also had a level of really kind of being a family drama that felt specific and felt like very real and kind of natural, and that was really what first drew me to it.
What conversations did you and showrunner Brad Inglesby have about what you wanted the show to look like?
Yeah, you know, so what was interesting was, like, the show takes place in one of what they call the collar counties around Philadelphia. So it's not directly like downtown Philadelphia, but a bit of an exurb of that area. And I was just really like, wanted to make sure that we captured that without sort of leaning on tropes or what I perceived that to be from, you know, just sort of from my preconceptions, but also mm-hmm. to just kind of look at what was really there. So we spent a lot of time kind of, you know, wandering the neighborhoods, and Brad is from that area. So we ended up, you know, in doing like location scouting and things like that, ended up kind of encountering a lot of people and just seeing like what that looked like today in 2021, and really tried to like do our best to capture what we were seeing in the community.
What's an example of something that might have been a trope had you not done that legwork and that research that you could have fallen into, and what did it end up being in the film?
Well, what was, you know, what's funny is, like, I suppose, like, I would not necessarily think that, you know, certain, to be specific, like certain like wallpapers or mm-hmm. like things like that would kind of like be, I was worried that maybe that might feel like we were, you know, kind of like making assumptions about the community or something. There was a level of when we would go into the houses where I just felt like the real life of, like, they did a big renovation in like 1992, and then like they bought all of, you know, they bought a new couch in like 2003, and like mm-hmm. you could actually see that the layers of life there, which I was real excited about. So we tried to kind of you know, put as much of that into the sets that we could.
Yeah, the script does a good job of subtly getting at issues of class, right? There are mentions of like Haverford College not too far away, and integral to the story of the murdered girl, she didn't have enough money for ear surgery for her child. How did you think about taking this issue, which is, you know, some people find it hard to even talk about, how did you think about taking it off the page and putting it onto the screen, like showing it to us but not telling us it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that also just kind of grew out of like a desire to like make sure that we were being, being as authentic as we could be, and like I said, Brad, the writer was from there, so he recognized some of this stuff and was able to guide and help in that way. I suppose I just found it, an interesting. Right now, there's a lot of people that are intersecting in class. I think that the pandemic kind of did, in some ways, like reveal some of this to us in a bigger way, and it was. It was fun to be able to make something that, like, in some ways is an entertainment. Like, this is supposed to be a fun murder mystery, but mm-hmm. that we could talk about some of that stuff at the same time was really, important to me.
The name of the series is Mare of Easttown. I'm speaking with director Craig Zobel. So when we meet Mare, where is she in her life? What's going on with Mare?
Yeah, this is the other reason that I just loved this project and was so excited to do it, is that... Mayor is a police detective in a very small town, small enough that they only really have one police detective in the police department. And she is recently divorced, has had some personal loss in her life, and is really kind of in a place where she's a bit over it, in a charming way, I would say. Like I always described her, and certainly the way that Kate Winslet, portrayed her was very much as like a lovable curmudgeon, which was exciting because you don't get to. I don't feel like I've necessarily seen a female police detective curmudgeon recently, mm-hmm. so it was quite fun in that way.
What does Kate Winslet do, or what did the two of you want to do with this part that you think really that she hasn't done before? Because we think of her in all kinds of period dramas and these great sweeping dramatic films, a lot of that Oscar bait kind of films. What is you think she gets to do here?
But that was really like the attraction was like Kate had a very clear idea of like what this could be and who this character was. And I think that she was very excited to portray a modern woman who's 45 years old and is not a period piece, to mm-hmm. be frank. She was, she spent a lot of time, she does there's a very distinct accent around Philadelphia. They call the Delco accent for Delaware County. And she really like had cracked the accent and figured it out and kind of used that. And we oftentimes, in shooting a show like this, you have consultants like for certain things, like certainly like for any sort of police oriented thing, we had actual access to actual police officers in the area, and we would kind of like look at each other in the middle of kind of learning some piece of how to handcuff someone or something like that, and be like, this is amazing, we need to kind of capture the spirit of this person who's telling us this, and she really kind of knew who this woman was and really wanted to make a person that was like a well respected the character is, you learn very early in the series that the character, the mayor, was a basketball star in high school, and like the whole town still kind of remembers that and thinks about that. So she's kind of comfortable with being looked at, and really doesn't have much time for any small talk or any kind of like anything that she can't. That's in her way, which was fun. I was oftentimes like just looking for times to bring out the comedy. I thought that she was quite funny.
Yeah, let's take a listen to a clip where she's being asked about her big starring moment all those years ago in high school. And to your point, she's a little over it. This is Kate Winslet in Mayor of Easttown.
Why do they call you Lady Hawk?
I made a shot in a basketball game, that basketball game, 25 years ago.
Okay. Must have been some shot.
Most places, no. Around here, yeah.
That I want to ask about the, you know, you mentioned the accent where, you know, some people in this area probably know it because you would go down there and you get a drink of water.
Yeah.
So did they work with a dialect coach, the actors, or was it just a matter of sort of being in the area and observing?
Both, really. In terms of Kate, she has had a longstanding relationship with a dialect coach for a really long time. And she had kind of this, it was almost like a beautiful mind-esque. I remember going into her place one time and seeing just like all over the walls, she had like post-it notes and stickers of like how to kind of say certain lines and stuff. So she's kind of well-versed and like has a kind of an amazing ability for it. But we did have a dialect coach on set every day, which is lucky for a TV show. That's not always the case. And, you know, in addition to that, there was a lot of, there was certainly the impulse to, and this is all, you know, prior to the pandemic, but there was I encouraged everybody to kind of go out into the world and like have conversations and interact. And certainly for some of the other actors, I think that was, you know, quite inspiring and trying to kind of learn the variations of the accent, which is, you know, not everybody has the same amount, if that makes sense. So, yeah, we spent a lot of time in the community, though. I really would say, like, it was, we had my costume designer would, you know, be at the convenience store, the Wawa, taking, you know, covertly taking pictures and being like, don't you think Mayor should wear this? Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Jean Smart plays Mayor's mom, and a lot of the reviews discuss that she's a scene stealer, that she just is got this sort of ability that you have to watch her. What do you think is Jean Smart's super skill here?
Oh man, all hail Jean Smart. I love her. I truly love her. She's the best. Her ability, she has comic timing. I mean, she has comic timing that is innate to her personality that has just obviously always been there, but has only gotten more and more honed over the years. You know, she plays a real, she wanted to after The Watchmen, where she, you know, plays a superhero. Mm-hmm. She was excited to get to play a real person. And she even kind of like did things to, you know, made sure that her hair looked like she'd slept on it and things like that. She was very excited to kind of feel like mm-hmm. a grandma in this, just to show her range. But man, I could watch her and Kate spar over anything. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, they have really great chemistry in the series. The name of the series is Mayor of Easttown. I'm talking to Craig Zobel, the director. So that there's a family drama that's going on, and we talked about Mayor and her mom. But of course, there's this murder investigation, which is sort of this catalyst, is how we end up finding out more and more about people in the town. And one of the issues around it is that the daughter of one of her fellow teammates disappeared a year earlier, and it's a cold case. There's been no substantial progress in it. Let's take a listen to a clip. This is where the police captain confronts Mayor about it.
I understand, but I'm a detective sergeant. Ooh, which means
that's the wrong clip, Juliana. I'm sorry.
The burglaries.
Can you play A2? Please. I'm sorry, I went out of water.
We don't know anything after a year.
Thanks for being in my corner.
Sit down, Mayor. The Rotary Club increased the reward money to $15,000. We're printing up new flyers and handing them out at every needle exchange from Camden to Wilmington. Go back to the file. We're starting over here.
That's from Mayor of Easttown. Sorry about that, Craig. We're still remote.
No problem.
The engineer's down the studio and I'm in my basement studio. Crime stories about missing and murder girls are all over TV. They're all over podcasts. What new perspective did you want to bring?
I guess like the one thing that we always kind of pointed out was like making sure that there was like a level of realism to it that maybe we hadn't, and I'm not 100% sure that we're always like that. It's still a TV show, but you know, you don't solve these crimes in a day. And you don't always like piece everything together like right away. And we wanted to kind of show like what that's like in a way, and what that's like in terms of you still have to go home and make dinner for your kids, you know, like while you're in the process of kind of chewing on like what would normally be kind of a ghastly scenario. And my hope was that we would be able to kind of tell a story that would show actually the life of being in that all the time. The clip you just played, you know, I think is indicative of probably a lot of conversations that happen. I think that oftentimes there's just not a lot of clues, mm-hmm. you know? So
there are a lot of storylines in this.
Yeah.
I've seen episodes 1 through 5. I can't wait to see the rest. How did you as a director ensure that they are balanced and they work? Does that come to you in the edit? Do you have a sense of it in real time?
A little of both. I mean, I was lucky to get to, you know, direct this entire miniseries. So to some degree, that was useful in sort of knowing like, well, compared to the way that read on the page, that thing that happens in episode 2 was sort of played a certain way. So in episode 4, we should do this or that thing. So there was a little bit of fine tuning kind of on set, especially when it came to plot points with the murder mystery, I would say definitely. But I also, you know, we wanted to make a portrait of a town. Mm-hmm. So we did shoot a bunch of storylines that you know, the trick is just to make sure that you do have the ability to kind of balance them later in the edit room if you need to. But I was, you know, the scripts were like, you know, we pretty much are following kind of like the plan, I would say. And that's just sort of the fun and the frustration of doing a 7-hour long story, really.
I was going to ask you, what was a hiccup along the way? Something that a problem you had to solve?
Oh man, well, I mean, COVID was certainly a big hiccup. Yeah. We were in the middle of shooting and had to shut down and kind of went back in September. It was just that it caused all sorts of, you know, creative problem solving where it's like, okay, well, we used to have a scene that needed hundreds of extras. So what should we do? You know, that doesn't feel COVID compliant and safe. So, you know, it was a lot of kind of retrofitting and really, actually, I think it was great in that it like helped define what story we were trying to tell. It was like, that's not important, this is important to the story. But on a day-to-day basis, that was it was quite challenging.
My guest is director Craig Sobel. We're talking about Mayor of Easttown. So it's a portrait of a town, and sort of one way that we get to learn about the town is because we get to see how outsiders are treated or how outsiders are dealing with the town. We're introduced. Right. Mayor meets a character played by Guy Pearce, who's a creative writing professor and from out of town. She starts working with a county detective played by Evan Peters. How does introducing these characters from the outside change things and help us understand this town?
Well, I think that is exactly what it does do, is it help. I think that you know, you learn about people, you learn about characters from, you know, what other people say, you know, to and about them as much as you do what they say themselves. And just getting to see, after getting to learn who these people were, getting to see how they're perceived by other people was important, I think, to kind of help with the portrait of the town aspect of the story, for sure.
And last question, I'm curious, and you know, it's Kate Winslet is one of those actors where she's so immediately recognizable. And you really didn't do that much to change her appearance. You know, it's not like and there's a couple times where she goes out on dates and she's looking very glamorous. I'm sort of curious about that decision to just let her look like her. She didn't gain 20 pounds and she didn't dye her hair black, you know?
Right. Well, actually, it's funny. Hopefully she's fine with me saying this. She has beautiful, like, kind of perfect eyebrows, like, just naturally. Mm-hmm. And so she would actually add bits of eyebrow to her to try to feel to try to like counteract that. So that was the only bit of changing that we did. But yeah, it was really important to Kate. Kate wanted to portray a 45-year-old woman and you know show who she was and be proud of that and it certainly was like, you know, a great subject and kind of project to be able to do that. So I was all aboard.
Mayor of Easttown premieres on HBO on Sunday, April 18th. I've been speaking with its director, Craig Zobel. Craig, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.